How much time would you spend to see a dream realized? 5 years, maybe 10? How about 44 years? That's how long one Denver art historian researched the works of a 17th century artist who thumbed his nose at the rules of art and society. KUNC arts reporter Stacy Nick has more.
Let's look at this monotype here.
Obsessed might be one way to describe Timothy Standring. The Denver Art Museum curator has spent the last four decades chasing down the works of artist Giovanni Benedetto Castiglione.
He's a metaphor for me.
Standring was a grad student at the University of Chicago in 1971 and in need of a subject. That's when he found Castiglione. The artist blazed his own trail. He painted, he drew, and his life and work might have faded into obscurity, but
I found him to be an underdog, and also I found him to be a challenge.
That challenge led to a worldwide adventure filled with spies, murder, and some very telling underwear. But let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Unbeknownst to me, when I first met Anthony Blunt, he was one of the four British spies who, during World War II, had sent off to the Soviets a great deal of information.
In the mid-1970s, Blunt was the curator of the Royal Collection in England, and he'd already researched and written a book about Castiglione.
And by him telling me that it had already been done, it just redoubled my desire to prove everybody wrong that there was still a whole new story to be written about this artist.
So, 40 years later, what did Timothy Standring find out about Castiglione?
He was horrible. He threatened to push his sister off a rooftop. His sister accused him of not paying for the funeral of his niece.
So the artist was a scoundrel, but what about the art?
So that's the first thing he had to master was how much oil he was going to get.
The dam's Kenita Gibbons has been leading tours for more than 10 years, but she says this one is different. For one, there's the artist's somewhat difficult to pronounce last name. But also because the dam's curator made his life's work out of studying this artist. So she wants to make sure visitors get the stories behind the exhibition. And there are a lot of them. Like
when Standring and Martin get in a fight.
That's Martin Clayton, head of prints and drawings at Royal Collection Trust, who worked with Standring over the years to authenticate some of Castiglione's prints. What was the fight about?
As to who is right about if this really is a Castiglione. Oh, nay, 19.
Often they would eventually agree. But on one, figures in a landscape with the satyr playing the pipes, they could not.
But our curators believe they are absolutely correct.
One reason, underpants.
He actually made some of his paper. He would gather up old underwear.
He made paper out of underwear.
Yes.
Both the works and their stories are captivating audiences.
Then you go up close and you can see every little line in the face of the bull and stuff like that.
Including George Desjardins and Robert Haig, who drove down from Estes Park to see the exhibit.
It's not bright and happy, cheerful. It's got a, like I said, simple, but yet there is a certain dark feel to it. So
definitely reflects the generation that he was born into. You know, the 1600s obviously was not an easy time to live.
And during his research, Standring found that Castiglione and his family weren't above fighting dirty.
We're dealing with the Sopranos of the 17th century.
Which brings us back to that whole murder thing. Castiglione may have killed someone. What gave him away? That pesky underwear again. A trial document Standring uncovered showed that Castiglione and his brother left Rome in a hurry, arriving in Genoa with nothing but the clothes on their backs. The lawyer presented evidence that the two needed help procuring everything, including underwear. Why did this point to their guilt of something like murder?
Well, probably because they committed a capital crime. You don't stick around if you're going to be accused of something as grave as that.
Whether he did it or not, Standring doesn't know. What he does know is that his pursuit of Giovanni Benedetto Castiglione is far from over.
It's obsessive.
For KUNC, I'm Stacy Nick.